Welcome to the Sensual South, where we talk about the life of a highly sexual couple. Explore thoughts, fantasies, and experiences. If you're under 18, this podcast is not for you. We are not doctors or therapists. Everything we talk about is from our own perspective, and your experiences may be different.
Hi guys, so welcome to Sensual South, our very first episode. My name's Ken.
My name is Charlie.
And we are a highly sexual couple living in the Southern United States. So we have kind of wanted to do this podcast for a while. And
we kind of tossed it around back and forth.
Yeah, we've tossed it, you know, what do we want to cover? But really, I think the ultimate goal here is to talk about ourselves, our experiences, how we make things better, some of the pitfalls of being in the lifestyle in the South, and how to avoid them and how to find like-minded people.
Absolutely.
In some places where you may not expect them.
That is so true. You don't know where they're going to pop out of those weeds. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, they could come from anywhere.
That's right.
So a little bit of our background. So this is Charlie and I's second marriage. And I think being that this is our second marriage, we kind of learned a lot from the first ones. And we've done a lot to make this marriage better.
I agree. We both got married young, right? And we lived a long time with those people. And, you know, we've learned.
Yeah. I mean, and no matter what anybody says, sex is a highly important part of that.
Very much so.
And I think in our first marriages, that's one of the things out of many that wasn't right.
That is so true. I happened to be married to somebody who didn't really care for sex that much.
Well, didn't you say he, on your honeymoon, he told you you didn't have to have sex all the time?
Yes. And I was 17. Yes, I did. He was 18. I didn't understand.
He wanted to fish, wanted to fuck. There was a little bit of a difference.
Just a little bit.
There's a little bit of a difference there. So, you know, it's just understanding your partner's chemistry and rhythms and love language and sex language and what they need. I think that's important. And I think that doesn't always exist.
You're right. It doesn't. That's communication.
Yeah.
Communication.
It's an important thing, right?
It is very important.
And to me, in my marriage, I was the more sexual one.
No.
And, yeah.
Okay.
So, Surprise.
I'm shocked.
So yeah, I was the more sexual one. I was also the more sensual one. You know, I was always wanting to do sexy things and sensual things and flowers on the bed and stuff like that. She didn't. So, but what's interesting about both of our situations where you were the more sexual one in yours and I was the more sexual one in ours, our partners cheated on us. Isn't that odd?
Yes.
I mean, what does that tell you about the nature of those affairs? It couldn't have been about sex because we wanted sex, they didn't, unless we're just really bad at it.
Well, I don't think I am. Hello? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, but isn't that odd? Don't you find that a little weird?
Never thought, you know, until you brought that up, honey, I never thought of it that way. But yes, I do.
So I think that points to maybe a deeper issue, right? Wouldn't you think? Maybe it's that communication. Maybe it's the... So I spent a lot of time thinking about this. And the part that I think made the most difference was the ability or inability of our partners to understand our needs and only put themselves first. Hence your husband wanting to go fishing on your honeymoon while you wanted to become intimate.
Correct. He was that way the whole way. It was his first. When we actually had an agreement when we got married that we would help each other in the fields that we wanted to go in, guess what? It was his first. Mine was ignored until I did it and left.
Right. And so I guess that's kind of me too. I mean, mine was all about my first wife, everything about her. And the minute I needed to focus on me, that's when our marriage fell apart. So I guess that's one of the key things that we found. And one of the things that led us to the lifestyle is understanding everyone's individual needs and accepting those, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to have to say, you know, because they don't know me, and I was kind of held back for sexuality, where you had more sexual partners than I did, where you allowed me to be me.
Yeah.
You allowed me to explore, even at the age that I was.
Well, I encouraged
stating that it. I'm older. I'll go ahead and say I'm older than you are.
Right.
So that should have been the other way around, but I was so much more deprived sexually.
Reserved.
Better word. That you let me explore.
Yeah, and that was important to me because I realized how sexual you were. So I knew that you needed to spread your wings and explore and get yourself out there, right? And I watched you, and this is no secret to anybody who knows me. I love porn. Always have.
Yes. Terabytes full. Terabytes. You ask me for some porn, I'll give you some porn.
I'm ready for the apocalypse, right? I have porn stored for years.
Who needs food?
Right. Who needs food? I got porn. But, you know, that is... that's one of those things is that when we watched porn together, I realized what turned you on. I realized what got you aroused.
Everything.
Just about. And then I also encouraged that and encouraged that in you and helped you explore it, even when you wanted to deny it to yourself.
I agree. You were very much open to me. You taught me what I really wanted when I really didn't even realize it myself, or I wouldn't admit it to myself. But I won't.
Right, yeah. Right. You were a good girl and scared, because I was your second partner.
Yes.
Yeah. At the age of 34, I was your only second partner.
Correct.
Ever.
Correct.
And that was not the case with me, but I knew going into the marriage with Charlie is that she's a very beautiful woman and she's really sexual with me, and she has these fantasies and desires that you can obviously see in her, and why should she repress them? And that was my fear, because not had analyzing why my first marriage ended, looking at this one, I did not want to lose her. So I did not know that it wasn't sex the reason my ex cheated on me. I thought it was I wasn't allowing her to explore. I wasn't encouraging her to explore. I wasn't allowing her to be herself. And I didn't want to repeat that. I didn't want to make that mistake again. And I think that's one of the things in analyzing the marriage when I went into it, was like, I can't lose Charlie over that. She's got to explore. She's got to become who she's going to be. And I should not feel guilty about that. Shouldn't feel ashamed of what she wants, because ultimately she loves me.
Oh, and I do.
If
anybody knows me, they'll tell you 100% that Ken's the man that I love. But that doesn't mean he's the only man that I have sex with.
Right.
You know, he has allowed me to explore. Now, I say men. I love women, too. You know, so he's allowed me to explore that side where that was never even a discussion.
Yeah. And talking about that, I think that in a future cast, I think we need to go into that a little deeper. Your early sexual experiences with women that you kind of hid, right? And when I said partners early, male partners, right? And actual sex, because you love oral sex too.
Yes.
So it wasn't true oral sex wise that only I was the only second one, but from intercourse,
exactly.
Right. Yes. So we're going to talk all about that as we come, and really this episode is going to be a little short, but we really wanted to get it out there and just kind of talk about ourselves and talk about the lifestyle going forward. So consider this a trailer for the podcast, I guess. We're going to take this and we're going to explore our own sexuality, talk about our experiences going forward, and talk about what we want to do and how we're going to enjoy each other. And go. We're going to cover events. We're going to interview couples. We're going to interview singles. We're going to talk about our fantasies and our desires and the goods that we've had and the horrible experiences we've had and the insecurities that's caused and the confidence that it's built, and all of those things and how it's actually enriched our marriage. I think that's the ultimate goal, is I don't want people to feel that they're different or should be ashamed because they're highly sexual.
Right.
Get out and explore.
Right.
Don't let people judge you. Sex is a natural part of life.
Exactly. It truly is. Don't let people repress that in you. It's not good. You know, you've got to be yourself. Absolutely.
I mean, I think we have a high divorce rate in this marriage.
Not
I
this
can't
marriage.
Even talk. We have a high divorce rate in this country, partially because most of us are walking around sexually oppressed. But you don't wind up with the amount of sex that we have in this society without the people being sexual. So we're, on one hand, we're openly sexual, and on the other hand, it's repressed. Isn't that a weird dynamic?
Yeah, it's more like it's okay before you're married to be, you know, really open sexual. Just when you have to get married, no, can't do that.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
No, you know, I can't get your head going down the road. No, that's evil.
Oh, I know, but it's so fun. But...
Yeah. So, guys, thank you for coming. Thank you for joining. Stay tuned. We're going to be posting more. The future shows are going to be a lot better. We just wanted to get a trailer out there and an introduction to ourselves. And we'll see you soon.
We want to let you know. We want to hear from you too. Okay.
Yeah. Please. We'll have a way to communicate with us on every episode going forward. So reach out, ask for advice. If you want to talk to Charlie, talk to her. You want to talk to me, talk to me. And if you want to be on, let us know that too, because we have methods of getting you guys on the podcast, whether it's phone call, Skype, or whatever. We'll get you on and have conversations, because that's what makes us better people, is being able to have conversations, open and honest conversations, ask questions, get answers, and just hang out.
Absolutely.
So thank you guys for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you guys.